Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Mark Sidorese, we are back in the envelope. Today we put an Eagle quarterback in the envelope. That's it. That's the only hint. Playing for a pizza to Pizzadelphia 3, the takeout tour, presented by Gerhard's Appliances. Take a historic pizza takeout tour where you can enjoy a full specialty pie from five different pizzerias for just $25. Visit pizzadelphiafest.com for details. All right, are we ready? You're going to ask a yes or no question. We will answer, and then you'll get a guess. If you get it right, you win. Start with Mike and Delco. Mike, what's your question?
Was this quarterback drafted after 2000?
Was he drafted after 2000? No.
Bobby Hoying.
Bobby Hoying.
Oh, good guess.
Incorrect. Mike, Northeast Philly. Mike, what's your question?
Was this quarterback drafted in 1999?
He was not drafted in 1999.
Okay.
He just hung up. Lou Happero. Lou, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Was this quarterback drafted in the 90s?
Yes.
I don't know if he was.
Yes, in the 90s.
Yes.
Okay. Rodney Pete.
Is it Rodney Pete? It is not. He actually wasn't drafted, so that's why I was hesitating at it.
Good point.
Yes, so that's a
right.
Hint.
Okay. Okay.
He was not drafted.
That's a good point by you.
215-592-9494. It's an Eagles quarterback. Let's go to Vinny, Jim Thorpe. Vinny, what's your question?
Hey, did he win a championship?
Did he win a championship? He
no.
Did not win a championship.
Jim McMahon.
Is it Jim McMahon? It is not. Chris in Lehigh Valley. Chris.
It's number greater than 9.
Is his number greater than 9? No. One second.
That's a good question, too.
All right, you're out. 215-592-9494. If I was playing this game right now, Ike, I'd be trying to figure out when he played.
Right.
As opposed to numbers. Or, I mean, numbers help, but I'd be trying to figure out when he played. Jim in Flowertown. Jim, what's your question?
Did he play in the 90s?
He did not play in the 90s for the Eagles.
Bubby Brister.
Oh, is it Bubby Brister? It's not. That's a great guess. Phil in Collingswood. Phil, what is your guess? What's your question? Excuse me.
Did he play in the 80s?
He did not play in the 80s. 3 seconds.
Randall Cunningham.
Is it Randall? 215-592-9494. Bill in Aston. Bill, what is your question?
Did he play in the 80s?
He did not play in the 80s. 3 seconds.
Ron Jaworski.
Is it Ron Jaworski? Jackie in Cochranville. Jackieville, what is your question?
Was he recently on a reality TV show?
Ike, do you know? I have no idea.
I'm like, I don't know about that one. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
He was? Oh, okay.
Is it Mark Sanchez?
Is it Mark Sanchez? It was not.
Okay.
That's what I thought was that you were going to say. Murph on a cell. Murph.
Was he married to a TV star?
Was he married to a TV star?
Ooh.
I believe she, I mean, she was famous. I don't know if she was a TV star. That's
right.
But she
was it Rodney Peete?
Oh no, it was not Rodney Peete. That's a good guess. Incorrect.
Oh, I used to enjoy seeing Holly.
Oh man, at the Super Bowl, I got a selfie with Holly Robinson Peete. I was so happy. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what's your question?
Was he a starter?
He did start for the Eagles at one time, yes.
Jim McMahon?
It is not Jim McMahon. 215-592-9494. He didn't play in the 80s, according to our questions. All right? Listen closely to the questions. Let's go to Ryan on a cell. Ryan.
Did he back up Donovan McNabb?
He did back up Donovan McNabb. That's a good question.
AJ Feely,
Jack, no!
Oh, come on. Man.
Derek in University City. Derek, please.
Steal it.
Yeah, did he win a playoff game in 2006 with the Eagles?
He did win a playoff game in 2006 with the Eagles.
Is it Jeff Garcia?
It is Jeff Garcia! Derek! You didn't even need the question. You knew the answer. Good man. All right, Derek, hang on a second. Jeff Garcia was in the envelope. Yep.
Pretty good. Now, his wife was a model. I don't know if she was on TV, though.
She was a Playboy playmate, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, she was at least some type of a celebrity.
Right. I just wanted to keep it to a model. You guys went and told exactly what she did. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. There you have it.
There you go.
So, people want to try to get back in that we're holding. Old
Jeff Garcia.
215-592-9494. Yeah, we could have put a lot of quarterbacks in the envelope.
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot of them. I
was thinking maybe a Ty Detmer. Right, that would have been a good one to put in there.
Coy, nobody put Coy.
Coy would have been an excellent one as well.
I had one for you that I bet nobody will remember.
Who?
Who was the backup quarterback in 2004?
I'm Jeff Blake.
Yep.
I would have never guessed Jeff Blake. That's an obscure one.
Yep.
Could have went Mike McMahon.
Oh, God, we all hated that one. I wasn't even here with him.
Yeah, that's why they ended up drafting Kevin Cobb, because Andy kept picking the wrong backups. God, Mike McMahon came in. And, you know, I thought it was a good idea because he wasn't bad up in Detroit, right? He wasn't good.
He ran around and did some things, yeah.
Yeah, he was athletic. And he came here, man, was he bad.
Reggie White game.
Was that what that was?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I don't remember that.
I think it was that game because everybody was injured. Right, and it was was it Reggie White? Yeah, because that was the night they were playing Seattle, and they beat them like 44-0 on Monday night.
Well, I remember that. Yes. Oh, yeah, it was an embarrassment.
Yeah,
yeah, that was the worst. That was the worst. Like, that's supposed to be a celebration at halftime, and it was anything because of the game.
Oh yeah, I was sitting in Atlanta watching that thing, man.
Oh man.
Yeah, snowed everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
It did. See, I don't, you know, I don't remember things like this normally.
I kept closer tabs on the Eagles than I did the Falcons.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know. Yep. Yeah, you were definitely more plugged in with this team than Jim Mora Jr. You know, it's funny. I heard Michael Vick on a national radio interview. I think it was Cowherd. And he was talking about the whole dynamic of Tom Brady going down and playing with Bruce Arians, who's not really like a disciplined coach. And he asked him if, like, you know, differences between coaches. And he goes, oh, yeah, Jim Mora Jr. And then going to Philadelphia and playing under Andy Reid. Like,
oh, my God. let me give you a quick story about that. So it was we were taking a team trip. I forget where the hell we were going. It was like one of these. It was during training camp, and it was on one of our days off that Jim Mora gave us. But it was – oh, we're going bowling as a team. So you got three, four buses out there. We're all supposed to get on the buses, and everybody's riding over. Nobody's supposed to drive. Now, this is Jim telling us this in the team meeting before we're getting ready to leave. He doesn't want anybody driving on their own. Everybody rides together on the buses. So we go together, and we come back together. Boy, don't you know, speaking of D'Angelo Hall, he had just got a new Lamborghini, orange, bright orange, too. Had just got it delivered to Flowery Brent. Don't you know, this joker pulls up in front of all the buses in the car, and guess who gets in the car with him?
Seven.
Jim Mora Jr. And we're sitting there like, didn't he just tell all of us that we all got to ride the bus over here together as a team?
So he was just one of the guys.
That was his problem. And he loved D'Angelo. That was his first pick. And he's a former DB coach, so he loved D-Hall.
Yeah.
And he let him do anything he wanted to do. And you got everybody on the team on buses. And this dude rolls up in front of the buses in an orange Lamborghini, and the head coach jumps in the car with him to ride over there.
And they take off bad out of hell, 0-60 in 2 seconds.
Exactly. I knew then. I said, yeah, I ain't winning. I'm not winning while I'm down here.
That was year one?
Yeah. Yes, that was year one.
Oh,
that was
boy.
The first year, yep.
So that's why you checked out. You're like, oh, I'm out.
Oh, man. I knew then. I'm like, yeah, this ain't Philly.
Yo, I mean, what a difference going from Andy Reid to that.
Oh, this ain't Philly. I'm like, yeah, this ain't Philly. And I can remember having meetings with Jim when we struggled, and he wanted to know what we would do in Philly. Like, how would Andy handle it? And one of my things was, I'm like, listen, dude, he wouldn't have gotten a car with one of his players to ride to a team function. That's one of the first things he wouldn't have done. So, like, you know, I was just being honest with him. Like, dude, you got a little bit too much players coach in you.
Yeah, jeez.
Like, these dudes don't, like, they do what they want to do around here.
Yeah.
So, but that's when I knew, don't expect to do a lot of winning while you're here. Just enjoy Atlanta while you're here.
Well, it's a nice city to live. You got your contract.
Right.
Good for you. All right, coming up, rest of your phone calls and the Markson Reese text line.
That's a true story. That's factual.
That's awesome. Yep. How much do you think that Lamborghini cost?
Oh, it had to be close to 200.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, boy ain't know nothing. Cheap isn't even went in his vocabulary. That boy didn't do anything.
Orange
cheap.
Lamborghini, not just the
bright orange too.
That's awesome. Markson Reese on 94 WIP, back with the text line and your phone calls next. But hey, listen, if you're in the market for a new car, I don't know if they have orange Lamborghinis at Get a Car. They might, but their selection's amazing and you're getting the lowest price and you're shopping online. So check it out. It's getacar.com. GETTACAR.com. And here's what sets Get a Car apart. First of all, like I said, lowest price, largest selection, shopping online. Not only are you shopping online, just go to Get a Car, select the car that you like. So check it out, look at the pictures. It's a great site, great app. So check it out. When you see something you like, click on it. They bring the car to you to test drive in your neighborhood. That's right. You shop from the comfort and safety of your couch, and they deliver the car to your door to test drive in your neighborhood. They make trade-ins simple as well. And let's say you like it. You can keep it. You still get a full 7 days for a full refund. If you don't like it, just say, I'm not interested. Thank you. Take it away. And right now, they're offering you $250 towards your new car. Just use promo code WIP. That's Get a Car. Get it with two T's. GETTACAR.com. Get a Car from Get a Car. Marks and Reese, our Twitter questions, as always, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks Jewelers having their diamond engagement ring sale now through the 5th. 20% off and 60 months to pay for the diamond ring of her dreams. 5 years to pay it off. Details, marks-jewelers.com. We will finish up on the phone, so hang tight. But let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, sports wagering, and dining. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
Text line.
No. Doug Peterson on his way home from the NovaCare complex.
What do you think, Ike? Like, he said it. He said it's on the table, but, I mean, it wasn't very convincing it's on the table, but, I mean, if the offense...
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
If the offense keeps struggling, I mean, I guess then I could see it, no?
No, I don't, I just...
No?
No.
All right, what's next?
Yo, Ike. Do you hug Herbie while spooning Sparty? You know, pet jealousy is a real thing. Gotta show level love. Tom from Abington.
It's a good question.
Well, Herbie is the aggressive dog in the house, and Sparty...
Is that right?
Much, yeah. Herbie. When I mean aggressive, I don't mean in a bad way. I just mean he's the one that's barking the loudest because he's the smallest. So
Napoleon Complex.
Yes.
Like me.
Yes.
Exactly. What's next?
Why haven't you guys congratulated me on my new job yet? Ben from Columbia University.
Ike, you wear the new job?
No. Ben got a new job?
So So, Ben, I didn't realize it. So, I guess it was only a year or a year and a semester. How long have you been in the job?
August 1st, 2019. So it's been like a year and a half.
So Ben went to Columbia for a master's or some type of a graduate degree, and he's graduated. So Ben, according to social media, is thrilled to share that he'll be joining the data science team at OkCupid and Match Group. He goes on to say, anyone who knows me knows how deeply I believe in the power of dating apps and the ability of data to improve human connections. I even studied my Tinder data at Columbia.
Of course, yeah. That's what I thought. Knew that was coming.
I'm afraid to know what he found in the data in his data from Tinder. There you go.
Oh, Ben.
For all the people that were hoping that somehow Ben was going to say, you know what, I really miss Marks and Reese. I want my job back. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen. Jack, yep. You're safe.
Thank God.
What's next?
The Cold War, not a real war? Ask Ted Williams and Willie Mays about the Korean War or the Vietnam War that was the second longest war in our history. Even Jack's boy, Jolton Joe, had his honeymoon with Marilyn Monroe interrupted when she left to go perform for the troops in Korea. Jack, FYI, Jolton Joe is Joe DiMaggio. You know, 56 hit game win streak. Come on, Jack. Jab and Delco.
Well, I mean, all Jack was saying was that to call a war that didn't have any actual fighting is overrated. Like World War II, mm-hmm. World War I, Vietnam War, like there were real wars. Jack's just saying it was a bunch of bluffing between countries.
Did Ben delete his account?
Twitter account?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think he's tweeting this morning about quarterbacks.
You can't find it?
No.
At BLive94?
Did he change did he change his handle?
Yeah, he did something. This shouldn't be this hard for me.
No, I'm finding it. Yeah, it's BLive94. He already changed that he's data scientist for former radio personality at Sports Radio 94 WIP. And he has been annoying with Carson Wentz. He's been trying to engage and fight with me on Twitter the last 2 days regarding Wentz, and I'll just kind of throw something out there and then ignore him for the day.
Right, right.
And he's texting me afterwards, too, because I'm not responding to the
Love
tweets.
It.
What's next?
Are the Eagles, since Howie and Doug took over, basically the Adam Sandler of the NFL? Mike in Birdsboro.
That's a great point. Yep. Yeah, except it hasn't been 20 years since they did something good. It's only been 3.
Right.
No, but it feels like it's been longer than 3. Any more, Jack?
Man, this seafood talk has got me. Whoa, what the hell did Jack just say?
For the crab legs?
Yeah, the Alaskan King crab legs. Oh, man.
Well, for the shove the meat in my mouth.
No, for the...
Whoa. Pause all the way around.
Ryan from Gloucester City.
Pets line.
That is what Jack likes. Well, he said it. You know, crab legs.
A lot of effort.
Yep. Just give it to him. Just give him the meat. That's what he likes. All right. Quickly, T in Collegeville. What's up, T-Bone?
Hey, what's going on, old heads? How y'all doing?
My man.
What's up, T?
Hey, man. I don't know what's going on, but what I tell you about this delicious dude, man? If he's on here again, man, I swear I'm going to do something. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand outside or... set up a new group, separate LTV, but Matt Pryor's got to go. This is getting ridiculous. I thought we already talked about this. I thought we already fired Doug as offensive coordinator. I thought we did this already.
No. Absolutely not.
A couple months ago with y'all. I fired everybody. You're like, you firing everybody? I fired everybody, man.
Yeah, well, now we agree with you.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, that's what a 3-game losing streak would do to you. Yeah. Hey, now we're actually, I'm coming around.
How sad is it, man, that I just want y'all to start talking about the draft prospects?
Well, we're getting closer to it.
Well, at this point, I'm definitely more focused on losing games than winning games.
And here's the other problem with that is, who the hell are our draft prospects? I mean, we got college football games being canceled all over the place.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase, baby.
You want another wide receiver.
Yeah, listen, just because you got this one wrong doesn't mean you can't draft one again. And this guy's the actually good LSU receiver.
Yeah, I mean,
don't go down that road.
Normally, Jack, normally taking a wide receiver that high in the draft doesn't pay off. Normally, if you go back and you look in history, they're overdrafted when you do that. I think he's good, too. I do, but, like, the thing they need the most is offensive line help.
And I think we need the best tackle. The best tackle in the draft.
Boring.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? Like, when they drafted Lane Johnson, it certainly wasn't a sexy pick. That was a great pick.
Yep.
Great pick. Good angry. Oh, Angry Al.
Angry Al, okay.
What's up, Double A?
Johnny Mark.
Hey, buddy.
I'm getting ready to win your tournament. Do you have a championship belt or a trophy?
What's your record? What's your record in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League?
9-3. I'm in second place.
9-3?
Ooh-wee.
Hold on. Did you just go on a run?
Yeah, 5-game run.
And
from the 11th draft position. I'm crushing y'all. Y'all are done. I want a nice belt.
You still have less points than most people in the league, Al.
It doesn't matter.
No, you're right. It doesn't matter, but
it doesn't matter.
I know, but so your record's good, but like when your point differential, in baseball or football, you're like, that team's not really all that good. Your team's not all that good. You just got lucky.
Yeah, but you know what? What it means to me, it means even from the 11th position, I drafted the right people and made the right moves during the season. And I'm two positions ahead of you, and I've been in the playoffs for 2 weeks. You just got there.
Two positions ahead of me and what? Oh, you're two games ahead of me. Yes. Yeah, I got crushed this week by Mad Mike. He's got a juggernaut of a team.
But I've been guaranteed a spot in the playoffs for the last 2 weeks.
Black Gritty actually has put together a streak here. He's 5-7.
I'm not worried about him.
What the hell am I doing? Oh,
you're 6-6.
I'm 6-6, okay.
You have more points than me, more points scored than me.
Oh, I got the third most points in the league.
Jack, how many playoff spots? Six?
Six, yeah.
Oh, so we're in.
Are we?
Yeah,
you're five and Scott from Delco's six.
Just get me a nice belt.
And then Kimberly 7-5-7. So it'd be tough for I guess I've clinched. Yeah, I guess I clinched. I'm in. A nice belt. I'll give you a couple. Yeah, I'll give you a belt. It's like the episode of thank you, Angry Al. It's like the episode of What's Happening where they're playing dice in Roger's room, and Mama Thomas comes in and catches him.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Your belt, Roger." And Rerun tries to take off his belt and give it to her. She goes, "I don't want to hang him, Rerun." The big belt.
That's a big belt.
Big belt.
Big belt. Hold on. So, are playoff spots locked in already?
I don't know if you've clinched because there are two. There are 3-5-7 teams.
Yeah, you're 6-6. Calm down there.
Including
Black
Gritty.
No, I'm just saying. Is this so? When is the final week? Is this the final week?
I think it's this week.
Holy smoke! I got to win this.
Yeah, next week's the quarterfinals. Start the quarterfinals.
Yeah. So this week is the last week of the regular season, Jack?
Yes.
All right. So this week's the last week.
Oh wow! I need to win this week.
Yeah. You're in position. You control your own destiny, as they say in the.
Oh, how the hell are they gonna have Mike? Oh, the Tampa's on a bye week this week?
Yep.
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
Yeah, week 13 bye week. There's a couple teams like that. All right, coming up next, Julio's riding with the King tonight. Is Howard Erskine?
Howard Erskine.
All right.
Okay.
This will be a good listen on the way home. Everybody have a great rest of your night, and we're back tomorrow, Ike, for a Football Friday.
Yay.
Yay. Talk to everybody later. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.